Hi, Angels.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, Angels. This is Cherie, and I'm glad to talk to you tonight, or this afternoon. You know what? I made a decision to do this show, a few minutes ago because it's winter solstice on the 21st. Some people say it's the 21st and the 22nd, and what does that mean? Well, let me share with you what it means. It's the longest night of the year, and it's the shortest day. And it has a real spiritual meaning with that because this is the time at today and going through June till we get to the summer solstice, that's when that daylight is going to start ascending. And, the days start getting longer. Here's the deal how you can use it to help you, right? Because there's a lot, what does it really mean, though? You know, there's ancient cultures that believe that it's a way to celebrate the sun. And so how can you use it to help you? It's where the light and the dark meet, right? You can't have light without the dark. You can't have the dark without the light, okay? It's the way it is, contrast. And so there is different cultures that feel like different deities are a part of this. And when I meditated this morning, I called a friend of mine, and she says, Tree, she was telling me, she goes, I think Archangel Ariel is really good. And also Dana, which is a deity or an ascended master, and Archangel Ariel, which is great for manifesting. She helps the environment. She's the ones I work with. So I said, how can this benefit people? Because it's a once-a-year phenomenon, you know, longest night and the shortest day. She said, well, she goes, what they can do and what you can do is, she said, light a candle. And she goes, and it's not doing a special meditation for finding things for you or, you know, making great love, great whatever career. She goes, it's really about finding balance within you. And she goes, balancing the light and the dark. And I go, I think I get it. She says, it's not about good and bad. She goes, it's just balancing the light and the dark. She goes, when you're in balance and when you're connected, and you're just going with the flow. And she goes, it's really about going with the flow, you know. And when you're in the flow, you can manifest and make anything happen. And she goes, because you're really connected to all that is, you know, we call God the great I am, whoever you call that power within you. And she said, that's really important. She said, what we do is between the hours of 4 and 5 East Coast time, she said, we go and we meditate and we pray. And the meditation is not about anything, but just taking a deep breath in and just saying, I am one, I am one, I am one, I am one with God, I am one with the universe, I am one with yourself, whatever you feel comfortable with. And she said, and some people don't even do that. They just say, they're just balancing, you know, in their breathing in and out and working on balancing, you know, their self. And she goes, and what does balance look like? She goes, it's just going with the flow. And I was like, okay. And she said, you can light a white candle. That's what we do. And there's about 6 of us. And she goes, you can only be one. And she said, light that candle and just say, I am one. I am one. I am one with God. I am one with the universe. I'm one with myself. And she goes, and it's about finding that balance. And she goes, it doesn't mean that you're all light or you're all dark. And she goes, it means that you're luminous. I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. And she explained it to me even more. Luminous means that it's like, you know, when you're luminous, you're not light or dark. It means you glow in the dark. I was like, yeah, that's kind of cool, right? And she said, so see yourself as luminous. You know, in the dark, you can see yourself in the dark and are glowing in the dark, but also being light too. So you're both. You're balanced. And I go, do you think about what you'd like to have? Like, you know, some of us want a great guy or a great girl or more money, great job or whatever. She goes, it's not about that. She goes, when you become balanced, when you're in the flow, you know that you have it already. And you know that you're one with the universe. And so you don't need to ask for something that you know you are already or that you already have. And I was like, okay, I gotcha. So I wanted to share that with you guys. And some people feel it's the 21st and the 22nd, but I wanted to make sure I got the information to you. So just recapping, light a candle. You can ask Archangel Ariel, Dana, and to be there with you, and D-A-N-A, and just say, you know, and breathing in and out, you don't have to say anything. And if you want to, while you're breathing in and out, think, I am one with the universe. I am one. I am one. I am one with God. I am one with myself. Because, and because it's about finding balance within you and seeing yourself not as dark or as light, but as a balance between the light and the dark. Maybe seeing yourself in your mind's eye as luminous. She proposed to me today, and I was like, okay, I'm going to do it. And so me and a few friends are. And they start at 4, I think she says 4:30 and or 4 to 5. But, you know, it doesn't matter, you guys. You can do it whenever. As I said, this is the shortest day and the longest night. And use it to your advantage about just getting in the flow and being in the flow. Because when you're in the flow, man, you can create anything. I'm going to post my article that I just finished writing about Christmas miracles. So be looking for that on Facebook tomorrow. And if you're on my email list, I'll send it to you. And go and download us or go look at us on Facebook, facebook.com/angelcoaches. And like our page, but I've got some cool things I'm posting up there as we speak. Light the candle, call on Archangel Ariel and, you know, Dana to come and help you if you choose. And do it by yourself, do it with friends, and just be in the flow. Just say, I am one. I am one with myself. I am one with God. I am one with whatever you believe in. And or you don't have to say anything at all. You can just breathe in and out, okay? So if you got great stories or you got a great whatever, let me know. And I'd love to hear what your experience is and what you're looking to, how that turns out for you. All right, everyone, take care. Have a great holiday. I think I may do one more show on Tuesday night, so just be prepared for that. If you guys like to listen in at 8:30, then we're going to take off for the rest of the week. I know families are coming in, and Angel Coaches is not going to do a show, and but we will resume next week, the week of New Year's. And we got some really cool things coming for January. It's all about ascension, making things happen, going to a whole new level within yourself. And how do you do that? And I've got some great speakers scheduled, you know, and then I'm going to do a yearly, I'm going to do a New Year's, what to expect country for the New Year's, too, as well. And not only our country, but worldwide. That's what I did last year as well. So be prepared for the 2015 New Year, or yearly reading for the country. And if you still, I'm doing, for another week or so, I'm going to be doing yearly readings. I've done quite a few of them. So if you guys want a yearly reading individually for yourself and your family, give me a call at 954-636-9401. Love to do one. And they last about an hour, and we record them. All right, everyone, have a great now. And if I don't talk to you before, have a wonderful holiday, Christmas, whatever you celebrate. All right, love all you guys. Take care, bye now.